Oh, hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I understand that you, you're trying to, start up your business under a new name now, or you're rebranding it, something like that?
So I did rebrand. I had a website built, so I have a website that I own. It's not managed. I went through Weebly and had a designer design it for me, so I have a website. What I was looking for was, what you guys performed for me last time, which is basically making me come up, pop up towards the top of Google when people search.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm on the phone. Do you see me with the phone in my ear? I can't replicate what you guys did. I don't know the Google aspect, and whatever you guys did, I was always damn near number one or two on Google. I didn't know if you guys offered different packages, or something cheaper, since you're not providing a website for me and I do have the Google page. I guess that's kind of what my question is. And I was just kind of see what the options are or how it works with you guys.
Okay. So, a couple of different, options. Google now allows us to bundle all of our services with Facebook ads. That package sells on our website for $5.99 monthly, but you're a prior customer and you also are new now, rebranding, so I can put you into the new in business rate for that package where it would be $2.99 month to month. Okay, that package includes the Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, you could take the Facebook ads off and it would be just $1.99 monthly. So it just depends. We always recommend for a new business to start out with the ads because that'll jumpstart your results and get you some traction a little bit quicker, you know, probably for the first month or two. Because if you recall, when you had this for the Northern Home Services, it's not like we flip a switch and all of a sudden you're front and center on Google, right? That placement takes a couple of months because it's hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. But the Facebook ads kick in very quickly. You know, we say under 2 weeks, you know. So we always recommend if you can, you know, bundle it with the ads for the first month or so. And then once you're ranking on Google, you could always call in and take that component off because at that point you're not going to need it anymore. Okay. So no matter which package you go with.
Okay. I do have a Facebook, but I don't have anyone that makes posts and I'm not good with that.
Oh, we would do that for you with the ads. So you would just add us as a manager to the Facebook page, and we would do posts, we would run the ads. But how those ads work is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed, you know, to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then the package comes with a one-time setup fee on our website. It says $299, but I can reduce that down to just $99, and that would go on the first payment only. So what you would get in addition to that would be, you know, not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but we would program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform, which is huge because, as you know, most people these days are doing the searches from their smartphone, right? So we would make sure that your new business is also coming up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, how many new clients came from Google and how many new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. So are you thinking that you'd want to, you know, try it with the ads initially for the first couple months like I'm recommending, or would budget be better to maybe start without it, or what are your thoughts there?
I mean, honestly, it sounds good. I know how beneficial Facebook is. What do you need from me? I would like to think about it, obviously. What do you need from me to get started? Is it just pay and it's go, or what information? I mean, I'm with you. I've been with you guys before as far as business information. Like, what do you guys need? How does this work to start?
Well, we would do the payment, but then we would set what's called a client interview, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. During that client interview, you would add Local Splash as a manager to your Google business page so that we can go in and start optimizing it right away. So the fact that you have a Google business page, it actually would get you results a little bit quicker. Because we say, you know, 45 to 60 days. For you, it would probably take maybe only 30 to 45 days because you already have the Google business page set up. So we could just go in and start optimizing and programming it right away, right? So you would just add us as a manager to the page. And then we would have you, do you have a personal Facebook?
I do have a personal Facebook, but I'm never on it.
Okay, so they would have you add us to the personal Facebook or to the business Facebook so that when we start running
ads. I do know how to
add,
do that. I do know how to add you, so, or to add that, because I tried doing, I have done that with a couple people before when they were helping me out making posts from my Facebook, like as a admin being able to make and create posts and stuff.
Good, good, good. Yeah, because that way when people start responding to the ads and they start trying to get a hold of you, they'll come through your messenger because we've already added you. You know what I mean? Or you've added us so that the responses will come to you. You know, so then, yeah, so then, yeah, other than that, you know, if you need to do anything as far as the Google verification, we would be in communication with you. You know, sometimes Google will say that they want, you know, photos for verification or things like that. You might not need to do it because you already have the verified listing, you know, but sometimes Google will, you know, request little things here and there, and we would just kind of let you know what they're wanting in order to put you on the first page.
Okay. How many people do you service other businesses for my area?
Well, we service the entire North American region, so United States and Canada. So, yeah, we have, you know, of course, in your area and all over the United States and Canada. But
so how does that work as far as competition? So, like, not in my category?
Not in your category. We only work with one company per category per area, so I had to look that up before I called you to see if we had another renovation or another contractor in your area, which we don't. So that's why I was able to call you. So we have that in the terms and conditions on our website, because if I worked with you and I worked with another contractor in your area that did the exact same thing, it would almost be like my husband and I going to an auction and we're bidding against the same item.
That's what I was wondering.
It would be counterproductive. Yeah, exactly. So if we had another contractor that did the exact same thing, I could probably call you and sell you some Google pay-per-click ads because those rotate on and off the page. You had those before with your former package. But, you don't need those with this, you know, because the Google ads are more conducive to a larger corporation that has a bigger marketing budget. You don't really need that if you're a small to mid-sized business. You know, bundling it with the Facebook ads would do much better for you, and you'd get much, you know, more bang for your buck out of it.
Got it. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and so it would be basically $400 if I were to do the Facebook one.
Yep. I'll text you a link to our pricing page so that you can see it. And don't fall off the chair when you see it. It'll show you that the platinum package sells for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But should you decide to move forward, you'll get everything within that platinum package, but you'll only pay the $299 monthly. And again, the setup fee would be reduced to just the $99. And then you'll even get an email that says terms and conditions. And it will show you that you're grandfathered into that rate where it'll never go up for you. So you don't have to worry about, paying the $599 or anything like that.
Perfect. Okay, well, if you don't mind sending me that link, I'll kind of look at it and see, and I'll let you know here soon.
Okay, sounds good. And then what would prevent you from moving forward right away? Is it just that you have to kind of look into the budget a little bit, or are you kind of...
I just want to make sure that the... I guess a little bit of both. I want to make sure that that's smart for my budget right now. Ever since I lost you guys, ever since I stopped working with you guys, calls stopped coming in, so I know the value of it. And so I need the business, and I want to continue that because I tried doing it on my own by creating a new website and stuff, and it's just, there's a reason you guys do what you do. So, I mean, obviously your methods are proven.
Yeah, you're definitely a good...
I won't deny it because my old business is still in the top three and you guys don't even do anything for me anymore. If you would have searched up my old business, it's still up there in the top three. And so it works and, but you know, things have been kind of slow and I need to get things picked up again. So cost plays a little into it and I need to make sure that I'm making the right choice there. The other part would be, I guess, just, you know, if there was a cheaper option or something else, or I don't know, I guess I'm still keeping my door open. There's a couple of the things I was looking at, but I mean, there's a reason I called you, obviously, because what you do, I know works. So
of course,
I just gotta, just kind of contemplate a couple of things. So.
Yeah, and that's the old reason I asked you, James, because there are some Mickey Mouse companies that might, you know, offer you a cheaper rate, and sometimes those companies will even promise you the moon and the stars, but when you start working with them, they don't deliver, and at that point, you're just throwing your money down the toilet, you know, so even though... Mm-hmm. For a new business, you know, it is hard to come up with $398 when you're new, you know, and $299 a month, but you know that it works, so it's going to easily fund itself. And the nice thing about this is that we allow you to go month to month, you know, and track the jobs that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go. And when and if you ever do cancel down the road, which nobody ever cancels on profit, right? But when you are established and your phone's ringing and you ever get to the point where you really don't need it anymore, guess what? You're still ranking like you were with your other company, and everything that we created for you, you always have that for your business. Meaning, right now you have a Google business page, which is great, but that might not ever do anything for you unless it gets optimized, right?
So after you find my business when I search contractors in Google, I like start scrolling down and I'm nowhere. I don't even exist.
Right. And that's funny because I talk to business owners all day long and sometimes they'll tell me, oh, I already put my business on Google and I'm fine. And I'm like, but you're not fine because if people can't find it, it's not going to help you, you know?
It doesn't. And I'm not. So like I said, I know the value of you guys. I know you're a real thing and the real deal. And I am very cautious about that. And, obviously the cost right now plays into the biggest part of it. But I know the worth, and I don't know a lot about this industry, and I have heard of lots of companies that are just, like you said, they promise the moon and the stars, and they don't actually, provide what they say they're going to. So I just need a little time to think about it, but, the cost, I guess, is just, I gotta get that figured out, so.
Okay, yeah. So, one thing that I wanted to throw out there just as an idea, because I had to do this once before, I had asked my director, and usually they'll allow me to do it if it's on the first call, If, you know, he was a new business too, but he was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida. And he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name because he had invested in a bunch of new equipment and his licensing and his storefront. You can imagine his funds were completely depleted. So what I asked him is if he would at least, you know, waive the setup fee for him. So, you know, I got that approved, and then he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, you know, even though it was still a stretch on his budget, but the minimum payment would probably only be $20 for the month anyway. And the cool thing was, is, you know, he started seeing activity even within his first month. So, you know,
well,
if that would be a factor, I would be more than willing to see if I could get something like that approved for you as well, you know.
I think that would definitely be a factor, because if I'm going to be candid, I rebranded. I put a lot into rebranding my name. I ended up getting divorced. I'm a single dad of five kids. Divorce cost me a whole lot of money, and then business really slowed down when I rebranded because I stopped getting calls, and I feel like I was doing great, but I made a mistake because I changed my name, and then I didn't appear on Google anymore, so, like, the business stopped coming in except for clients that I already had. And divorce isn't cheap. And
I bet.
So, yeah, just,
I love the business name,
can,
too. Are you a red-bearded man, too? Does
I
it
am
go
a
with
red-bearded man.
I love it. That's awesome. That is so awesome. People won't forget about you, you know?
That's why I changed it, because my old name
is...
My old name was just, it was forgettable. That's really what it is. I mean, I live in Alaska and everyone uses North or, you know, Life or something, you know, and so Northern Home Services was just forgettable.
Yeah.
But no one forgets me now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. So, I mean, if you think it'll work, I can send out the request to my director and explain the situation, and I can, you know, try to get that approved. And if I got the authorization to get everything going for just $299 out the door, I mean, can we move forward?
I can almost guarantee you that I would. That would make a huge difference.
Okay. Let me try to get it, because you said did I hear you right? You have five kids too?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You are a busy dad and a business owner. That's awesome.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
And you have the red hair. That's cool. That makes you unique. You know, years ago, I was out and about with my kids, and I got one of those things. Oh, you know, they're going to qualify to be in a Hollywood, you know, show, and you take them to a casting call. And I took them, and of course, it was like a ploy to sign them up for headshots and acting lessons. And, you know, it was that whole thing. But one thing that always stuck with me is they said, oh, if you ever have a red-haired kid, or you know anyone with a red-haired kid, take them out to Hollywood, because they always like take them on the casting calls, like they love the red. And I'm like, wow, that is so cool. So it always stuck with me. Yeah. you could have been a famous back then, huh?
Yeah. Honestly, I live in California, but
you did? What part?
Sacramento.
Oh,
I was born and raised
no.
in Folsom, right outside of Sacramento.
Okay, right up there near the Capitol, huh?
Yeah,
that's neat. So I'll wait on their response, but while I do, let me verify your information. I have your old, email, but what's the new email address?
So it's redbeardrenovations.ak@gmail.
@gmail, okay. And then this is the phone number you'd like displayed for the business. Is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through this main number?
Everything goes through this main number.
Okay, perfect. And then for the listing on Google, do you prefer Redbeard Renovations, or did you want to add Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
It is an LLC that I have, but, I mean, does that really matter?
I prefer it when companies don't display it, and here's why. I feel that when somebody is looking for a service, they're more concerned if you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. But it is a preference. If you have one and you want it displayed, by all means, I can put it on there. But I don't think it's needed. It's just up to you. If you want it, I can put
it. I don't really feel the need for it, truthfully. So.
I don't think so. Plus, with your cool business name, I think it's so much easier for branding just to keep it simple. You know what I mean? So we'll just keep it at that. But if you ever change your mind, you know, any revisions that you make down the road, they are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And then is your business address still the one on North Armor Court, or did that change?
Everything is the same. The only thing, and even the phone number should be the same. The only thing that changed would be the business name and the email.
Okay, and then the site now is redbeardrenovationsalaska.com, right?
Correct. And you might want to search it to make sure, but that's it. And then I do have a Google page. If you look up Redbeard Renovations, I have a Google business page that's been set up for a while.
Okay. And you said you have access to that, right?
It's been a minute since I've logged into it, but yeah, I do have access to it. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do when I create the appointment for the client interview is I'll send you an email that says add us as a manager to the Google business page. Oh yeah, I found it. Okay. That's cool. And I see the house up out there with the beautiful balcony and the truck in the driveway. Okay. So let me put this on in the notes for the technician that you have a Google business page and you'll add us as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold on a second, James, because my light is blinking. That means my director is responding. Oh, excellent. He's giving me an authorization to waive the setup altogether. I'm so glad that worked out. So give me a second because I have to apply this promo code for you. And then did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Both of you. Come on.
James.
You there?
Yes. I was asking you, I got the setup fee waived and my director gave me a promo code, so I just applied that. So I'm so glad that worked out for you. Did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Let's use a debit. The card I'm paying right now, though, is not the one that I want to pay with in the future. It's just where I have the money at the moment, if that makes sense.
No problem. So if you have that card now, we can use it as a one-time payment, and we can put another card on file for future billing, or we can leave that one on file, and as long as you call us back before next month, we can switch the card out. Or you can do it on your dashboard. I don't know if you've ever switched billing on the dashboard when you had the old account, but you can do that as well. Okay.
I'll just switch it on the dashboard, so that's fine.
Okay, you remember how to do that then. Okay, perfect. So question, does it say James Parker or does it have the business name or both?
It says James Parker.
Okay, excellent. And then is the billing address also the Armor Court or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's Armor Court.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5143.
Okay.
7727.
Okay.
7865.
Got it.
2330.
2330. And expiration?
1126.
And the code?
971.
1971. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they're okay. going to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of the voice recording, James, is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Red Beard Renovations.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
I'm sorry, say that again, you cut out.
I said, please state your name and title with the company.
James Parker, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Not sure what you mean by that. If you're meaning, am I going, doing anything else or using anybody else, the answer is no.
Okay. But you can. You don't have to, but if you ever did anything online, just let us know so we make sure it doesn't conflict with what we're doing, the programming we're doing. That's the key word, is it says, do you agree to disclose if you do any additional online marketing?
I agree to disclose.
Okay, thank you. So that's okay, James. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then let me see what we have for the client interview tomorrow, and then we'll schedule that, and you will be good to go. How old are the kiddos, by the way? They range from age what to what?
17, 15, 13, 11, and 9.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a good range. So you have them all the way from elementary school all the way to where they're driving and almost ready for college, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
That's really amazing. Good for you.
Thanks.
Are they going to stay up in Alaska for college? Is that the goal, or do they want to get out of state?
Well, my 17-year-old is ready. Well, she thinks she's ready. How that goes. I don't think anyone's really prepared for how hard the world is these days as far as financially and all that stuff. But, you know, she wants to travel, so she's looking at options of college, other places, and doing things. So
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she stays, because I know that if they stay, I know tuition is so much better and boarding, the room and board, if she stays, as opposed if she goes out of state. But, you know,
it's decisions you got to make in life, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand. So I have 4 kids, but they're all grown. My youngest got her degree about a year and a half ago. So, yeah, I've already been through all that. But, yeah, it's a lot of stress when they go through it, for sure. So, yep. So now I'm going to try to see what we have later in the day, because you're Alaska. So I don't want to do something too early. What time is it there right now?
2:59.
Okay. So
we're only an hour different from you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're 3:59. Sometimes in Alaska, you throw us off, and I want to call, like, so late, you know, because I think it's a lot earlier, like Hawaii is, you know, so, but you're only an hour.
Yeah, I know.
And Hawaii changes. Sometimes they're 3, and sometimes they're 2 hours, so it really throws
Because they don't have daylight savings.
I know. I lost a bet once doing that with a guy at work. I was, like, arguing. I'm like, I was just in Hawaii 6 months ago, and I know they're this many hours behind, and good enough, we changed our time, and they didn't, and guess what? I lost the bet.
yeah, that
but
threw me off, because
yep.
I thought, you know, you don't expect it, but...
You don't expect it. Yeah, yeah. So good thing it was only $5 I bet back then. Could you imagine if I was like one of those, oh, I'll bet you $100 or something. You know? But it was only,
yeah.
It was only a little $5 bet, but it stuck with me to this day. I'm like, oh, man. So we could do anywhere as early as 8 in the morning all the way till 2 in the afternoon. So what are you thinking?
Anything after 10 would be best, just because mornings, okay, getting kids to school and all that is making it hard to give you guys all
night. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Do you want to do a 10 o'clock? I can do it at a 10.
10, fine.
Or I can do a noon.
No, 10's good. 10, 11, noon, 10. Doesn't matter. Either one of those works.
Okay. Let me grab the 10 o'clock then. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour from 10 to 11 your time, and that's
okay,
just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because we got the setup fee waived and we got you that special pricing that's not available to the general public, I just want you to acknowledge it. Well, I don't know if it's going to send you a new terms or not because you're a prior customer, but let me look and see if it did. If it did, I'll have you acknowledge it with your e-signature. If not, I'll have the customer support reset it, and you'll get a new one tomorrow. But did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
My phone just dinged, so let's see.
Okay. It might have gone. Let's see if it did.
Yep. Thanks for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, so you should be able to go in there, and there should be a link that says click here to accept.
That was actually for the invoice, though. Is that the one?
Oh, the invoice. Hold on, let me look. Let's see.
It says, please click here for terms, to
yep,
accept subscription terms.
Yep, and if you click on that, it should allow you to click two boxes and plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it doesn't, then that just means it's conflicting with the former profile, and then I can have them reset it for tomorrow. I'm just trying to pull up the email to see if it is conflicting or not. So I can't see it on the text, but I can see it on the email, because on the email
it
where
says
it
your
says,
link, the link you're trying to access has expired.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So what I'll do is I'll have them reset it, and then you can just go in and do the acknowledgement tomorrow. So don't worry about that. I'll just let the tech team know. So other than that, you're all good to go. So you're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google optimization. I don't think you need to do anything with that right now because you already have the Google business page. So I'm going to send you another one that says important, please add us to your Google business profile. That's the one that I want you to refer to, because that's the one that, you know, that you can go in and add us, and then we can start optimizing that page right away. So you can look at that.
I don't
that
know how to do
and-
that. It'll tell me how to do that. Like, and I'll still be the main person on the Google page. I'll just be adding you guys.
Correct. Yeah, you're the owner of it. You just add us as a manager. So that doesn't change. You're always the owner of the Google business page no matter what, because it belongs to your business, okay?
Perfect.
Yeah, and if you don't know how to do it, don't worry. I sent you the instructions. I'll have the technician walk you through it tomorrow when they call you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so you're all good to go. I'm glad that it worked out, James. So welcome aboard again, and have a very profitable year, and then we will be talking to you more tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.